Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Welcome to Frequency Cast number 7, our tantalizing take on technology. My name's Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Hello.
If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. In each Frequency Cast show, we delve into the latest innovations in the world of digital TV and radio in the UK, and look at the latest bits of mobile and wireless technology. The show's driven by feedback from our listeners, so you decide what we'll be talking about. In today's Frequency Cast, here's what we'll be looking at. News on BT Vision and the latest on the top-up TV saga. In our Focus section, we look at the end of analog telly in the UK. A look at a hot new mobile phone with TV and radio built in. And a rummage through our listeners' feedback. But first, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading. News.
News headline time, and first off, top-up TV. The hot topic continues to be top-up TV anytime, and we have an update on the story we featured in the last show. We've been contacted by top-up TV, and it seems that, contrary to the call we had with top-up TV last time, the current top-up TV non-anytime service will be continuing after all, but in a reduced form. It seems there'll be less hours broadcast, and four of the channels will vanish. That's UK Food, Bloomberg, Toonami, and Boomerang. The price for this reduced service continues to be £7.99 a month. In answer to our other questions, TopUp TV told us that there will still be some live content available, and that the current downloaded programmes will stay on the Anytime hard disk for 7 days before automatically being deleted. The customer does, however, have a choice to store them in their own personal space. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, more details of the TopUp TV Anytime service will be live on the site, including a summary of the channels and content to be available. TopUp TV has also announced a movie service called PictureBox. This will offer 7 movies from Universal Pictures per month. You'll pay £5 a month extra for this on top of your £9.99 TopUp TV subscription. Next, the Nintendo Wii. Launch details of this oddly named Nintendo games console, the Wii, have now been confirmed. The console, which has support for wireless internet, will be out well ahead of the delayed PS3 console. It's set to launch in the UK on the 8th of December 2006, with an estimated retail price of £179 in the UK. If you need a Wii, see our show notes, where we'll be listing some of the firms taking advance orders for a small deposit. Next up, BT Vision. The service still has yet to confirm its launch date for the home TV service. Many were expecting this to be in September, but our insider at BT tells us this now may not be until December 2006. Content providers including EMAP and Sony BMG have recently announced their content will be available on BT Vision. And a service called BT Podshow has recently been announced, meaning there'll be some audio, music and video content also added to the Vision platform. Next up, DAB News. Commercial radio group GCAP has recently announced plans to launch a national jazz station to start broadcasting on DAB. The station, aimed at the over 35s, is due to launch by the end of 2006 and hasn't yet announced a name. Perhaps we can suggest
Jazz Club.
Nice. And finally, Freeview News. At the start of October, we saw some of the channels being renumbered, including Film 4, ITV4, and E4 Plus 1. 5US has also now been added to the lineup on Channel 35, and 5 Life is on Channel 36. You may need to do a manual channel scan on your Freeview kit to pick up the new changes and channels.
Thanks, Pete. For more on any of the items mentioned, see the show notes at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, now it's the part of the show where I take off my beer glasses and focus. Last show we asked you to go to our website and vote on what you'd like us to talk about on the next show. Pete, you have your gadget firmly in your hands. You're grasping it with all your effort. Tell us.
Okay, holding my little magic gadget in my hand, I can see the stats on our website. So we asked you to pick what you'd like us to talk about in this show, and we had subjects like broadband, PDAs, MP3s, mobile internet, podcasting, video calling, etc. And looking at the top three here, 10% wanted to hear more about podcasting, 5% wanted to hear more about mobile internet, 11% wanted to hear more about broadband, but the number one, with 47%, the digital TV switchover. So, that's what we're talking about.
And let me read your mind now. Yeah, I've got it. You're going to ask me what I know, aren't you?
Carl, what do you know about the digital switchover?
Shocking. Okay, digital switchover. Well, basically, we're all going digital, and without digital, we'll have no TV. Is that right?
Yeah. Any more than that?
Takes a little box. You can buy one for your telly now. Something about they're not going to broadcast the old stuff anymore. Analog has gone.
I think actually you call that analog.
Yeah, well, you might.
Okay, let me try with another question. When do we all have to go digital?
That's a good point. It's soon, isn't it? 6 months?
A little bit longer than that. Let me...
6 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
I'm really good at this. All right, next question.
Let's back up a little bit and tell you a little bit about what the digital switchover involves. For a start, the big date is 2012. That's when we've all got to go digital. But we are actually switching over before that. There's a few areas in the UK that have already gone digital. The plan is for over the next 6 years for us to be completely switching to digital. At the moment, the way TV's broadcast is it's all over the air, sent from transmitters through to TV aerials, and the TV comes in a frequency range numbered between 21 and 68 UHF. Still awake?
Ultra high frequencies. I know that one.
Excellent. And that's how TV's been delivered to us for a number of years now. The plan now is to go digital, and the practical upshot of going digital is more channels.
I mean, are they any good, these channels, or are they just going to put rubbish on?
I think the answer to that's 50-50. There are some excellent channels out there just on the basic freeview. You've got things like E4, BBC 3, ITV 2, ITV 3, some pretty good channels with some fairly good programming on it. You do also get the rubbish. You've got things like the shopping channels, Ideal World, Price Up TV, various gaming and shopping channels that really I can't imagine anyone watching. But yeah, there's a fair number of extra channels out there just on the basic service. And if you go for the top-end digital stuff, say Sky, you get a whole stack of extra channels, UK Gold, Sci-Fi Channel, movies, all sorts of things.
Fantastic, that's all right. Sounds like there's some good stuff out there.
Yeah, if you're into your TV, definitely going digital is the way to go.
So, for an idiot, not that I am, but if I was, what does it all mean? Elaborate.
You can get your digital TV in one of three ways. You've got Freeview.
Right.
You've got Sky Digital.
Okay.
Or you've got cable.
Yep.
And soon you'll have internet as well.
Internet? So that's over your computer. That's going to be a bit pricey. Is that like dialing in? Is that going to be like your phone line as well?
If you've got broadband, they're going to be pushing IPTV, which we covered in one of the earlier shows, if I remember. So it's basically for the price of your broadband connection.
Just for the connection. You don't have to pay like a telephone bill for watching television.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
So let's look at what's actually going to be happening over the next few years and why you need to make these changes. As you may know, the UK is divided up into various TV regions. So you've got Granada, Central, Anglia, and so on. And there is a timetable explaining when the switch off's going to happen. The first place it's going to go completely is the Border TV region in 2008, followed in 2009 by Granada, West Country, and Wales. 2010, we see West, Grampian, and Scotland going over. 2011, Central, Anglian, and Yorkshire. And 2012, we see Meridian, Tyne Tees, Ulster, and London going over. So that's between now and 2012. The various regions will be switching off. The analogue TV services will go to be replaced by digital.
Right.
What that basically means is that your TVs and video equipment all have to be switched over to digital before your region switches off. So for some people, that might mean buying a new digital TV, or it might mean buying a plug-in box that plugs into your existing TV. But what it does mean is every TV in the house has to be switched over before your region switches off its analog TV.
Right. Hang on. Every TV in your house? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the number after 4? 5. You're saying every TV has got to be switched over to a digital format?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Fortunately, you're in the London area, which means you've got 6 years to do it. But people in the border region have only got a couple of years to do it.
6 years? That's going to take me at least 7.
I'm sure they'll wait just for you.
They did last time.
Oh, the black and white to colour change. Yes, they hung on as long as they could, yes.
No, I meant introducing electricity.
Oh, you've got that now?
Yeah.
But yes, it does mean a whole load of things have to change. So, for instance, in your case, your main TV downstairs is absolutely fine. It's not a digital TV set, but it has a SCART socket, so it does mean you can plug in a set-top box. So right now, for instance, you could go out for £20, buy a Freeview box that plugs straight into your existing TV. Something like the TV that you've got in the spare bedroom of your house might be more of a problem. That doesn't have a SCART socket, so you can't just plug a Freeview box straight into it. There are a number of workarounds for this, such as buying a Freeview box that has what's called a modulated output that you can plug straight into your TV.
Does the modulated output thing, does that go into the aerial socket then, as opposed to a SCART?
It does, straight into the coax aerial socket.
So anyone with their old-fashioned TV can actually utilise that system, can they?
They can, but not every box can cope with a modulated output. Most of the cheaper Freeview boxes don't support a modulated output. There's only a few that do. The other option, rather than buying a box for each TV you've got in your house, is to wire up your house all to be fed from the same system, so you have one set-top box that's distributed to all the different TV sets. It's also important to bear in mind as well, it's not just TVs, it's things like video recorders as well. You'll need to make sure that your video recorder can cope with an input from a digital box.
Right, but it's all right to play back your videos, your old pre-recorded videotape, on your video recorder and watch them on your old telly. And you don't need any of this digital boxes or anything.
Yes, you can watch your existing videos back without having to change anything over. But recording onto video or recording onto DVD or watching TV after the switch has happened, you will need to be digital or that won't work for you.
Of course, because it's got to pick up a digital picture as opposed to an analog.
Absolutely right. I just want to take a quick couple of seconds to go through what the digital TV options are. First off, there's Freeview. Set-top boxes cost around about £20 upwards. You plug your TV aerial into the back of a Freeview box, then the out of the Freeview box into the SCART socket of your TV or video recorder. The programs come over the air through your TV aerial as before, and Freeview offers around about 50 channels of digital TV and radio. These channels include BBC Three, ITV Three, ITV Four, E4, BBC News 24, Film 4, UK History and more. For to get Freeview, you need to make sure you're in a coverage area. At the moment, about 75% of the UK is in a coverage area, but as we get closer to the digital switchover, analogue services will be turned off and Freeview signals will be improved to try and aim for a full coverage of the UK. Next, there's the Sky TV option. To get Sky, you need to sign up, which you can do on their website or by phoning them, and you'll have an engineer call to install the dish on your house and connect a Digibox into your TV. With Sky, you get the maximum amount of channels, and there's an awful lot of channels out there. Basic prices start from £15 a month to subscribe to Sky. This includes free installation, free dish, free Digibox, and they'll cable it up to your TV for you. And the third real option for digital TV is cable. With cable, you have to be in a cable TV area, and there's two big companies out there, NTL and Telewest, which coincidentally have now just merged. If you're in a cable TV coverage area, they can supply a number of digital TV channels for you for free, or you can subscribe to extra channels, again, movies, Sky One, UK Gold, Sci-Fi Channel, all on a subscription basis. So really, cable, Freeview and Sky are the three options for digital TV.
Sounds good.
Are you clearer now?
Yeah, in my sort of beer-goggled way.
So the things to bear in mind is you've got until the date of your switch-off between 2008 and 2012 to go digital. You need to look at your TVs, you need to look at your video recorders, you need to work out whether you're going to go with something like Freeview or whether you're going to go with Sky, and you need to keep a lookout for that logo there.
Get set for digital and a box with a tick in it. A bit like a voting thing.
Spot on. Obviously, we can't show this on a podcast, but if you go to our website, you'll see the logo you need to be looking out for. And we'll also add a page on how to go digital and some of the stuff we've talked about in the show. Take a look at our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Right, thanks for that, Pete. What's the producer just handed you there? What is that?
Ah, this is our new little toy. What do you think of that?
It's a rather strangely shaped telephone. It's also called a lobster. Is it a thermidor?
Yeah, it's some new little gadget that you can shell out on if you want. What do you think?
Well, something for you to share with your friends, yeah? Don't be shellfish. Go on, let's all have a look.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard I've pulled a muscle.
Oh, you prawn.
Come on, Cockles, let's get on with it. So what do you think of this?
It's got a big screen, hasn't it? Is it colour? Turn it on.
As I'm turning it on, let me tell you what we've got here. This is the Lobster 700 TV. Let's just switch it on here. So we've got a Virgin Mobile logo starting up on a nice colour screen.
All right, so it's got Windows.
Yeah, it's a Windows mobile smartphone. It's actually by a manufacturer called HTC, and it's the latest mobile phone from Virgin. Hopefully, by the time you hear this podcast, this will be out in the market.
I'm looking forward to it already.
So, what we see there is the standard Windows smartphone layout. So, we've got the name of the network operator, we've got the time, we've got some of my diary entries there, we've got the fact that there's one SMS, and we've got a little icon there. What does that one say?
TV off.
Now, you see, the selling point of this is it's not just a mobile phone, it's actually got a TV receiver in.
So, it's a handheld television.
Kind of, yes. And that explains the strange shape you were talking about. If you look at the phone, on the right, there's a very large bulge, which is actually quite a nice fit for the hand. Just try holding that.
Yeah, it's a bit like a phone with a hematoma.
What that bulge actually is the aerial. And this has got a digital audio radio receiver in it.
Isn't this going to be a bit embarrassing when it's in your pocket? What's that bulge in your pants?
Is that a lobster in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me? Okay, so this bit here is an aerial for a digital audio radio receiver. Now, we talked about DAB. You remember what DAB was?
Digital Audio Broadcast.
Ing. Yeah, so this is actually a DAB radio and a TV combined into one thing. Let me give you a little demo here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press the TV button on the side and a little screen appears that says TV DAB radio powered by Movio. And there we have a TV guide which on it has BBC One, C4 Shortcuts, E4 and ITV News. Now, if we're really clever here, let's see if we can make this work. Just need to turn the loudspeaker on. I'm going to press the button for BBC One. And this takes a few seconds and it will start picking up live TV streaming. Here we go.
Well, let's have a look at the clip. This is a clip of you in action in the film, Nick. I think this is the one with David Hasselhoff in. Let's have a look at this.
You really knocked one out of the park last night, didn't you?
Hey, you were
great, too. All you gotta do now is draw up the construction plans and once Rahita commits to the major bulk of the funds, we're gonna have our new park.
We're watching Jonathan Ross, so that makes it Friday.
So what do you think of the quality, considering this is a phone?
It doesn't pixelate too much. It's a very clear picture. And it's a good size screen.
Yeah, I'm actually fairly impressed with this. I've seen TV on a mobile before, but that's normally streaming TV over the internet. This is a slightly different kettle of fish. This is actually getting its TV over the air rather than streaming, which for a start means it's an awful lot cheaper. And secondly, it makes it slightly better quality without the jerks and judders and pixelation that you get with TV over the internet. This isn't actually getting real TV from a TV transmitter. It's using something called BT Movio. Basically, they're transmitting television over digital audio broadcasting, which sounds a bit odd, but they're using the spare capacity of their digital radio service to add TV as well as a data stream. A little bit confusing, but effectively what we're getting is TV over a digital audio radio on a mobile phone. Did you get that?
Yeah, I think so. What you're saying is that this is not using television transmitters to send you the signal. This is a whole new service which utilises the spare frequencies, is that right? Spare bandwidth of digital audio broadcasters in, or broadcasting as in radio, to send both pictures and audio to your phone. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. At the moment, there's only space on the system for a fairly small number of channels. If we look at our TV guide here, we've only got BBC One, E4 and ITV. And there's also one called C4, Channel 4 Shortcuts, which is little clips from Channel 4. And I must admit, they're coming through in fairly good quality. What we're watching now is a drama on E4, which actually seems a bit smoother than the BBC programme that we were just watching. We can also flick over to ITV. Let's just have a look at ITV here. Takes a couple of seconds. On screen it says decoding. Okay, so that's the ITV news just finishing there. So that's the ITV coming through as well. There's the ITV logo. Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, there must be some hefty old processing power going on in that little phone.
For what it is, for TV on a mobile phone, I'm fairly impressed with that.
Well, I certainly wouldn't complain. If I wanted to catch up with the news on the train on the way home or something like that, yeah, I'd go for it.
The other advantage, because it's using DAB to get TV, you can also use it as a DAB radio. So if I press this little button here, I can switch it into radio mode. So here is my list of radio channels. When I first switched on and scanned, it picked up 35 digital radio channels. So just scanning down this list, we've got BBC One Extra, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC London, Radio 1, Radio 2, Radio 3, Radio 4, Radio 5 Live, Asian Network, World Service, Capital Life, Chill, Classic, Classic Gold, Core, Fun Radio, Galaxy, Heart, Kerrang, Kiss, One Word, and a fair number of channels there. And we can just dip into any one of these. Let us dip into, what should we have? Let's have Virgin Radio. So yeah, that's Virgin Radio running there on our little lobster, all on a mobile phone. So that's 30 digital radio channels, not on FM, but on DAB, as well as 4 TV channels, all on a fairly good-looking mobile phone.
What's the memory like? Can you actually download some of your movies onto it?
Yeah, memory's not bad. It's got 64 meg on board. You can't actually record TV or radio onto it, as far as I can tell, but it has got a 1.3 megapixel camera on the back, so you can take lots of photos. It also has a video recorder in there. And the camera facilities on here are actually quite nice.
So what's it like as a mobile phone?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a tri-band phone. It's got GPRS on board. It's not a 3G phone. Comes with a micro SD card, so you can put lots of games, lots of programs, store lots of files on there. And it's a fairly standard Windows smartphone device, so it's got all the applications you'd expect to find on here.
Well, such as?
Okay, let me just look at the main menu here. So we've got Internet Explorer, we've got Windows Media Player, we've got messaging, calendar, contacts, a couple of games, photo gallery, tasks, and File Explorer. So you can do your internet surfing, you can send MMS messages from it, you can obviously do your emails, send text messages. It's a standard mobile phone. pretty impressive little mobile phone.
Yeah, I must admit, I do like this. I don't mind the look of it. I don't mind the size of it. It's got a neat screen. It's a very clear picture, actually, isn't it? No, I like it. And I like the fact it's called a lobster, although I don't actually understand why.
No idea. Don't understand. It's a name that Virgin Mobile have come up with for their range. They've got a couple of other lobster phones. If you're interested in this, we'll put a few photos up on our website, frequencycast.co.uk, including some screenshots of the TV and radio in action. Considering this is such a powerful phone, it's actually fairly well priced as well. This is due out fairly soon. It's due out in October. The price is going to be less than £200 if you go on pay as you go. For that, you get some free calls and free minutes. You get the TV service as well, free for 90 days. After that, the TV service is £5 a month. If you want to get it on contract, the phone is actually free as long as you take out a contract of £25 a month or more. Pretty good price for such a powerful phone.
FrequencyCast. Now loading. Interaction.
Excellent. So now we turn our attention to the bulging contents of our inbox. Or has someone stuffed a lobster phone in there? First up, an email from Nicola Merrick. I'm having Sky installed shortly and was told that I could find the date that free broadband would be in my area. I can't, so can you help me?
Hi Nicola, yes, the site you need is the Broadband Resource. This lists exchanges which are soon to be updated, with dates and a handy exchange search. The address for this is www.samknows.com/broadband. We'll add this to our show notes.
And now a message from Arthur Turner. I'm interested in BT Vision, which I gather will now be launched in December. You have to have a home hub to download films, etc. I'm not sure I'm keen on this, as my existing connection is all working spot on.
Thanks, Arthur. Connecting the home hub into an existing working network doesn't seem to be easy. I think the assumption here from BT is that the average home can cope just with the BT home hub. Doubtless when we get to launch, people will start finding workarounds for some of these things, and we've already set up some space on our forum to help people to solve home hub network issues.
Right. Bob Smith asks, I live in an area where Freeview is not an option. I have FreeSat and don't want to pay a Sky subscription. Can you recommend a PVR hard disk recorder that can be used that doesn't rely on having Freeview or Sky inputs?
Hi there, Bob. We discussed PVRs, digital video recorders, back in our last show. We've had a look around and we can't find a single PVR with a line input that doesn't rely on Freeview or Sky. One thing you could consider is a DVD recorder, which will allow you to record digitally, or alternatively, you could look at a PC-based solution. If there's anyone out there listening that may have an answer for Bob, please let us know.
Here's a call to our podline.
My name is Mrs. Anne Turnham, and my question is, could you tell me why ITV3 and ITV2, for that matter, do not have subtitles? Thank you very much. Bye.
A message there from Anne about subtitling on ITV Freeview. ITV2 and ITV3 do offer some subtitled content on Freeview, but not as much as we'd expect. According to ITV, in 2005, ITV1 subtitled over 84% of its output. This is a much better number than the numbers we're seeing for ITV2 and ITV3. ITV have committed to exceeding 60% of all output on ITV1, ITV2, ITV3 and the ITV News channel by 2010, so things are slowly getting better. The best advice, Anne, and to anybody else out there looking for subtitles, is to contact ITV with your concerns.
A mail in from David Ward. Could you please tell me if NASN is available on Freeview?
Thanks, David. NASN, the North American Sports Network channel, isn't available on Freeview, and we've not heard of any plans. It is available on NTL, Telewest and Sky.
Well, that's all for this show's interaction. Thanks to everyone who's been in touch with us recently.
Especially those that have been commenting in our blog about the top-up TV issues we discussed last time around. We would like to hear more from you, either asking questions or telling us what you think about current issues. You can drop us an email, the address is feedback@frequencycast.co.uk, or you can call our podline number, which is a London number, 0208 133 4567. Or you can send a message via our website.
We're also asking you to vote for what you'd like to hear on the next show. The address is www.frequencycast.co.uk. So, catch you again on the next show. Don't forget to register with us to be told when the next show's out. That's all for this show and its sharp, shrewd and shocking tribulations of technology. Don't forget us, locked away in this dank, dark cell. We're only fed on microchips and technology. Is anyone out there? What do you think of the show? Mail us.
Frequency cast. Shutdown in progress.
That's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming, and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.